Now we take a trip to one of the places you were likely to find Dr. John every spring, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
They call me Dr. John, known as the Night Trip.
There he is in 2001. The festival turned 50 this year, attracting nearly 500,000 people to its annual celebration of Louisiana music and culture. To mark the milestone, Smithsonian Folkways just released a box set of dozens of songs from the festival's archives, including some rare live recordings. Reviewer Tom Moon says it captures the wide-ranging, eclectic spirit of the festival.
This is a story about a walk you can only take on a couple of spring weekends every year. A walk through the Jazz and Heritage Festival in New Orleans, Louisiana. At this festival, fear of missing out is real and pretty much unavoidable. There's music happening on 14 stages, sometimes all at once. This new anthology reflects the festival's incredible range of music. The box is not organized by genre or chronology, like most historical sets. Instead, it replicates the serendipitous randomness of a walk through the festival grounds. Disc 1 includes invocations from Mardi Gras Indians.
Early in the morning.
And there's a brilliant duet recorded at the 1990 Fest between boogie-woogie piano legend Champion Jack Dupree and one of his many followers, songwriter and producer Alan Toussaint. Toussaint turns up again on Disc 2, leading his own band through one of his infectious uptown funk hits from the 70s.
Take care of the children of the world. They're our strongest hope for the future, the little bitty boys and girls.
Here, and maybe no place else on earth, it's a short walk from funk to the traditional dances of Cajun country. The festival celebrates Louisiana as a kind of miracle mixing bowl, not just the birthplace of jazz, but a cauldron that's given the world countless grooves and styles. Among them is rum boogie, the cross between boogie-woogie and Caribbean rhythm that the late pianist and singer Professor Longhair developed in the 1950s. He was a regular at the festival in its early years, when there were only a few stages and tents. The anthology does not include performances by Bruce Springsteen, the Dave Matthews Band, and others, headliners who opened the festival to criticism that it has strayed from its mission. Instead, the anthology focuses almost exclusively on the legends and rising stars from the region. It doesn't go too deep in any one genre. It offers tastes, not full meals. But what tastes? If you've never experienced the Jazz and Heritage Festival, this rollicking celebration of living, breathing music history shows exactly what you've been missing.
The new box set from Smithsonian Folkways celebrates 50 years of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.